Sleep better and save big right now at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $800 store-wide. Get buy one, get one free deals, plus a free adjustable base on select mattresses. With 0% interest financing, free delivery, and our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, you can't miss this. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
Have you ever wanted to play a game of tip the can or hide and seek, but as a grown-up? Well, today I am joined by Brian Butler, the driving force behind Cara Community Ireland, a growing movement that's bringing adults together through shared adventures all across the country. From games of tip the can to hiking trails, surfing sessions, mountain biking, and even taking on challenges like hell and back, Cara Community is all about connection through activity. At a time when many people feel more disconnected than ever, Brian is on a mission to rebuild real-life community in a fun, inclusive way. Brian, welcome to the show. To start us off, what inspired you to create Cara Community Ireland in the first place?
Oh, that is a heavy enough question, but in all honesty, my little sister, at the time she was only 9, but she inspired the whole thing. She inspired the whole thing to make a change. You can't wait till you do something, and if you put something on the, I'll get there eventually. You may never get to it. I always, like when we were traveling, I always found like that whatever we did, we found these amazing people kind of out of everywhere. Anywhere we went, there was always someone to do something with, any activity, anything like that. And that's what really made me fall in love with traveling. I mean, I got to do a lot of cool stuff, but looking back, it was all about who was there. I never really had to convince anyone, you know? It was like constant. I was getting the texts. Normally back home, I was the person annoying everyone else to do something. But like, I was getting the texts off other people. I was like, this is bliss. And I just fell in love with that feeling. So I love traveling. And I remember we did something absolutely insane. We were getting thrown out of helicopters just into basically what was the wilderness in New Zealand with a snowboard under your arm. You get out of the helicopter and you need to get down to the end on the snowboard and it picks you back up and you just fly around. It's called heli skiing or heli snowboarding. And they were setting up this like buffet lunch in the background on an ice table. They were making it out of snow, right? Blue skies, helicopter drop in the back. And I was like, how is this even? This is imaginary life, you know, which is absolutely insane. And I didn't think I'd actually come home. And then I got a phone call then, so we'd be really, really tight, close in the family. And my sister, she's the smallest out of all of us, so we've quite the spread. She was only 9. I have an older brother as well. And I got a phone call off the mother, and she had been diagnosed with cancer, which was like heartbreak hotel. It was awful. It was I couldn't believe it. And then we flew home straight away. It was going to be like a year of chemo, a lot of surgeries and stuff like that. So we came home. Like, I used to be an engineer for like 10 years, left Expo traveling or whatever, and came home and just helped the family. And she is incredible. Like, just a positive mindset throughout the whole thing. Like, darkest times the family had ever gone through. And I just was like, I don't want to fall into what I used to do. And I can't, if a 9-year-old can't take life for granted, what, under what illusion do I think that I can? So she inspired me to change my life entirely. I didn't go back to engineering. I wanted to find all the people that I had, because I know they're in Ireland as well. Like, they are in Ireland. And I was like, how do I find them and smack them all together and create the life that we all fall in love with when we're traveling, and then come home and it seems to dissipate, which is just madness. That doesn't have to happen. So Cara was an expression of it, and Orla inspired the whole thing in that time. So then became a yoga teacher and started doing this. So quite the change in
the 180. Yeah, for sure. That is like the other avenue completely. You speak with such warmth about Orla and your family, and you seem to have really created a community here. I use the word community, you know, people I think throw it into sentences a lot, community, community. We nearly forget what it means. But I think that what you've created there with bringing people together really is real community. And it seems to be more important than ever now. But what do you think's changed in society that makes connections in community harder for adults now versus way back when?
Oh, there's loads. But you know what I think is a massive factor? Boredom. Boredom is like the key ingredient to getting out and doing something. I mean, like going back to my childhood, like you'd be looking, like if, say if your cousins are down or your friends are down or whatever it is and you're inside and you're just looking at each other. You're like, you're climbing the walls. You're like, no, I'm not staying in here. Like it's the perfect catalyst to drive on and get out. And then when you're out, you're forced to think up of something. You know what I mean? Exercise your imagination. It is literally imagination is our strongest tool that we have. Like nothing in the external world, whatever it is, has been created externally first. Like the laptop, the table that this is awkwardly mounted on. If you've seen the setup, it's hilarious.
It's okay, the beauty radio, we can't see it.
And everything is created internally first and then out. And like once you get more and more of that imagination, you just keep building in that. But the boredom is the trigger. Mm. The boredom is the like, I need to get out and do something. Whereas like we've lost boredom. Boredom is where creativity lies. Boredom is where to get up and go and get out and meet your friends lies. Because you'll get the kick from boredom, right? And if you, you know, which we all fall victim to, and throw up the phone, and then you lose that initial spark or drive, and 2 hours have gone when you could have been getting a coffee with friends or mountain biking or wakeboarding or whatever. Like, there is so much going on that I've realized. Like, what you focus on is what you get. And if you focus on your phone at home, inside, that's what you'll get. And it sucks.
Talk me through the amazing activities. You've just mentioned some of them there that you bring people together for with Cara Community Ireland. I know that there's hiking, there's surfing, there's games of adult tag, which I'm very, very drawn to.
That was hilarious. That was honestly, the people asked me to do that again, like immediately. So it goes back to like starting this. I really wanted to make an impact. Selfishly, I wanted to bring as much adventure into my life that I had while I was away and meet all those people. Like, I want the most adventurous, connection-filled life. Like, we get one spin around the world, and you're done. And when, I don't know, whatever happens after, you know, it's up to, and it, I don't know, but like, so I just want to make it the best possible for it. And it's so much better with other people. Like, you know, a problem halved is a problem. Or a problem halved.
A problem shared is a problem halved. Yes.
There we go. But an experience shared is an experience doubled, I think. Mm. It's just so good when there's loads of other people who want to be there as well. But when we were doing this, I really wanted to understand. I just didn't want to do something for the sake of it. I really wanted to understand like what we were going to create. And so community actually means common unity, like what you find in common to unify someone together, right? And I just loved anything adventurous or anything like that. And if I go down that route, I'll find the exact people who are for me. And I'm talking like adventurous doesn't need to be the thing I said about thrown out of a helicopter. Being adventurous is sitting down for a coffee with someone you just met. Like that's adventurous, finding out their story. Because the only story I know 100% is my own. So like there's no surprises there. But when you get to talk to someone else, oh man, your perception's completely changed. So I'm not talking like it has to be mad extreme. But to find those open people, we did it in adventure, common unity in adventure. And if you can find the love of something, common unity, then all you're gonna do is find more common things to find a love of, to just open your circle more and more and more for people that are designed for you once you're living authentically yourself. And like examples of what we've done, I don't even, loads. Like, I don't know, we've had like over 2,500 people now together. And we've done yeah, like you said, hiking, surfing, wakeboarding, mountain biking, just going for a walk, sea swim, sauna, to join him game of tag. That was absolutely hilarious. I remember I hosted one time yoga on the cliffs for the sunset, and this was early enough, and like had to get 20 people show up or something like that, because I only get 48 hours notice. It was on a Tuesday or Thursday. It's on a Thursday because the weather was going to be good. And it was in the middle of nowhere after work, and like 100 people rocked up. It was I had parking for 10 cars max. Like, I had to just funnel all these cars into a random field and hope that everyone would be okay with it. And it was just one of the best experiences I've ever had. But loads. I don't even...
Do you go about making it like so accessible for everyone? Because there just seemed to be an opportunity for anyone to get involved, because you've listed such a variety of events there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you'd be surprised what you can do. Like, the mountain biking, right? It's pretty niche. And, like, not a lot of people would be like, I can't do that. The majority of people who went to the ones that we did had never, ever done it. Had never, ever done it. And they just, like, to be able to see the reaction of someone doing something that they thought they couldn't do and then doing it, oh, so good. But it's accessibility, like, I just leave it open to anyone. Like, your best filter you'll ever, ever have is authenticity. If you be fully 100% authentic yourself in every other way, and genuinely, that's probably the whole reason we're here. There's a very slim chance we can be here. So just be yourself in everything that you do. You'll attract exactly what's meant for you. Exactly what's meant for you. Because that's another issue, is that we're so caught up in like holding up appearances that we then perceive to be someone else, and then we get a life that's meant for someone else, and then we give out about the life because it's not meant for us, you know. So if you like the giant game of tag, why did I do that? Because I'd find a load of people who are willing to play a giant game of tag. What a laugh. They're exactly my people. You know what I mean? In a selfish way, I don't want to make this all about me, because it absolutely isn't. I'm just giving an example from my own experience of how you find your people. They're all there. They're all there. Just be fully yourself and you'll attract what's right here. And then life gets super rich.
Where can we find you online and Carer Community Ireland so people can keep up to date on any events that might be coming up? Keep an eye on all of the action on your socials as well, even if they can't be there, because the giant game of tag, I know we keep going back to it, but I just think it's brilliant. I really do. Honestly, I would have no problem playing a giant game of tag. I would be very, very, very competitive about it. Probably too competitive, but
perfect.
You know.
Perfect. That's what we were looking for. I don't know. I can't even remember how many people showed up. It was hilarious. If you're looking, so we're in the process of trying to really, really make a go of this. So there's myself, and then there's Liam McSherry. He does all the technical stuff. The man's a wizard. Me, not so much for that. So we're in the process of building a platform that everyone will be able to jump on and use. It'll be a platform that you get onto it to get off of it. You know what I mean? You get on to find what's happening, and you get off and you do it. But right now we have our Instagram page, which is Cara Community Ireland. That's on TikTok as well. And also in the link in the bio, there is just our email newsletter, which we will send everything out through that, any instructions or upcoming events or anything like that. Because if you're not popular in the algorithm, people mightn't see it, you know, which is just a dose. So, and then I've had people email me or messaging me being like, I can't believe I missed it because it only showed it to me like 2 weeks later or whatever. I don't know. So the email list is a great one to get on, but we'll be all bringing this into one platform, hopefully in the next 2 months when it's fully complete and we can launch it.
Well, Brian, I wish you the best of luck with that and your partner, Liam, as well, your partner in crime, with all of the tech side of things. And the very best of luck as well in your Hell and Back event that's coming up in June. I know we didn't get a chance to touch on that, but you can see all of that over on the socials that you've just mentioned as well. Brian, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
That's no hassle. And if you do want to go to Hell and Back, you should definitely do that. There'll be like hundreds of people just doing it together. And no one has done any training, so don't be even worrying about that. It's about getting everyone over the line. That's it.
Maybe I'll even go myself. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
If you agree to it right now, Valerie, I'll give you a free ticket.
I might not, but I do really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story on the show. Thank you so much.
No, absolutely.
do. Give me the sunshine, give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.